From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The American Secretary of State Rex Tillerson conceded Sunday that Iran is in technical compliance with the international agreement to curb its nuclear weapons development.
If we cannot see movement, if we don't see some encouragement that we're going to begin to address these, then there's no reason to stay in, and he has every intention of walking out.
Tillerson told CNN President Trump wants Congress to adopt a more complete strategy to fix what he believes are flaws in the agreement. Tillerson also told CNN on Sunday that President Trump wants the conflict with North Korea over its nuclear weapons program to end peacefully.
He supports our diplomatic efforts. We're going to maintain those diplomatic efforts, as I have commented to others. Our diplomatic efforts will continue until the first bomb is dropped.
The death toll from Saturday's massive truck bombing in the Somali capital Mogadishu is now the deadliest terror attack in the country's history. Minister of Information of Somalia tweeted that the number killed is now 276. About 300 have been wounded. Kenya, Ethiopia, and Turkey have all sent medical aid to Somalia. In Washington, the U.S. State Department condemned the attack in the strongest terms, and angry protesters took to the streets condemning al-Shabaab. The militant group often claims attacks in Mogadishu. It has so far stayed silent, but the Somali government and terror experts strongly believe the group was responsible. Among the hundreds injured was VOA reporter in Mogadishu, Abdul Qadir Mohammed Abdullah. Abdullah sustained injuries to the neck, hand, and had burns throughout his body. This is VOA News.